News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Copper, have you ever heard the term toxic positivity before? I just did that monologue.
No, ever. I hadn't. I think it's a good one to have.
You like that one? You want to put that in your lexicon and use it more often?
Yes, I think so. Along with the toxic me movement, me, myself, and I.
Toxic masculinity. What else is toxic out there that we've always thought was a good thing? I don't know. I guess we're going to find toxic love for too long now.
Oh, gosh.
Toxic Christianity pretty soon, I'm sure.
Toxic individualism, they'd probably say.
Toxic individualism, yes, but that just totally defeats the hashtag Me Too movement, right? Because you're, I don't know, but yeah. So I did do some research on this, and I even took a test. I thought this will be fun. I found an online test to find out whether I'm toxic positive, and I took the whole test, all ten questions, and it told me something about myself that I just did not know. So here's the deal. All right, I guess to make this fair, I got to tell you what's on the test, the kind of things that are being asked. Like, here are the 10 questions on the test. See if I can run through them. You ready? When someone is down, I encourage them by saying, it could be worse. That's one of the questions. But by the way, every one of these you have to answer with sometimes, never, or always. All right, so that's kind of the way it answers every one of these. So when someone is down, I encourage them by saying it could be worse. Keep in mind, the right answer here is if you say this too much, like it could be worse. Hang in there. Don't let it get you down, man. It could be worse. Then you're toxic positive. In my experience, here's the next question. In my experience, giving space to negativity only brings one further down. Yes. Okay. Next, I hide or mask my negative feelings. Well, they give no context. So if I were to walk into the business that I run and be woe is me and things are bad and the business is going under, all my employees are going to have a freak out moment. So that would certainly be a time to not show my feelings, right? But no context, just that you basically, if you hide or mask your feelings ever, apparently that's toxic positivity. Here's another one. I often feel guilty for feeling sad. I don't even know how to address that. All right, next one. I believe people who focus too much on their problems instead of just staying positive are likely to become depressed. I'd say it's a hard yes. If all you do is dwell on your problems, you are more likely to become depressed, I would think. And I don't think that requires a clinical observation. I'm pretty sure that's just the way it is. Here's another one. I tried to just get on with it by dismissing my negative emotions. That's the whole keep calm and carry on thing. That's the whole Rangers lead the way. That's the whole drive on attitude that I was taught to have in the military. That's the take the hill at all costs. I mean, complete the mission. God almighty. In the military, you speak in a lot of times in military speak in the phonetic alphabet, like C and M is Charlie Mike. And Charlie Mike also stands for continue the mission. So Charlie Mike used to be a thing we used to always say. And now apparently that's toxic positivity. I pretend to be happy when I'm not. Oh, okay. Next question. I brush difficult issues aside with statements like it is what it is. Now, I'll be honest. I hate that phrase. It never just is what it is. It can always be something more. So apparently I'm toxically positive. I minimize my negative experiences with feel-good statements or quotes. Well, by God, yes, I do. Just gonna go ahead and say. Or how about this? I force myself to be happy by focusing on the positive. What? All right, so, Copper, where would you think that I stand out on the test?
A 99%?
I'm sorry if I've created a toxically positive environment for you, Copper. No, my results indicated that I have moderate indications of toxic positivity. Just moderate. Probably because I answered a few of them as sometimes because I wasn't sure what the context was. So, but here's what moderate indications mean. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Moderate indications of toxic positivity. Your answers suggest you have a moderate indication of toxic positivity. You are sometimes inclined towards excessive and ineffective optimism. K. There are several occasions in your life when you dismiss the existence of negative emotions. K. Furthermore, you are markedly inclined to pretend to be happy when you are not. K. Finally, you are at times disposed to force positive emotions on others who are hurting, and you tend to deny the truth of what they or you are feeling. If I had the ability right now to make the sound of throwing this paper through a piece of glass, I would. I'll just go ahead and do this. There's how I'm handling the paper right now. But listen, when we come back from the break, if I can bear it, I'll play you a quote from a Dr. Allison who has an online YouTube blog where she talked all about toxic positivity, and even read you some quotes from, and I know some of y'all are probably like, Phil, why are we doing this? I'll tell you why we're doing it, because UAH is teaching students not to have it.
Oh God.
They're teaching students at UAH right now to avoid being encouraging to one another. Yeah. Woke culture on the campus at our own UAH, which, by the way, that's where I went my first year of college, UAH. University of Alabama, Huntsville. Woke is as woke does, I guess. Lots of things happening, though, in the news. We'll talk about woke going on a little bit more. I'm also going to tell you more, too, about the vaccine wars or the mandate wars, because the whole mandate wars, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all of it, it's heating up. It's not going exactly where the liberals would like for it to go. Could be because it's a really, really bad idea. Yeah, there's that. And then I said, too, I'm going to get to a story. And by the way, I'm not just using a euphemism. It's a real deal story. Liberals are coming for your lawnmower. They want your lawnmower. You shall not cut your grass. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Sitting here in the studio with a cup of Just Love Coffee. That's right, Just Love Coffee. I actually got some of their Keurig cups so that no matter where I am, I can just grab a cup of Just Love. And I tell you what, if you haven't checked them out too, by the way, they're one of our newest team members, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Locations around here in, got one on South Memorial Parkway, another on Hughes Road out in Madison. And Just Love Coffee Cafe is just, I mean, it's perfect. It's the kind of place where you can go sit down, you can read for a while, you can use their Wi-Fi if you need to. They got all the great blends of coffee, different brews, and they've also got an incredible eating menu, by the way. That's right. And a lot of their stuff is done with kind of a waffled menu, which is pretty unique and different. My favorite right now is the Womelet. Waffled bread with an omelet inside. Yes, indeedy. And by the way, they're hiring right now. If you're looking for work, what a great place to work. What a great community type atmosphere. So check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe on two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So I'm going to continue this beat we're on right now. Copper, watch the phones. Not going to be a bit surprised somebody doesn't call in to talk about toxic positivity. But nonetheless, let me do a quick aside. Two pieces of breaking news, by the way. Two pieces of breaking news. One is that Herschel Walker, who is the football legend who is now running as a Republican for the state or for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, and I am very hopeful for him, not only for him to get elected because I like him personally, but also the fact that he'll take out that Raphael Warnock knucklehead. But he has just announced he raised $3.7 million in the last reporting period to try and go beat Raphael Warnock. That's a huge haul, $3.7 million for him. And then on top of that, too, I got a news story off of Fox, totally separate subject, very interesting, waiting to see how this develops. But a couple has been arrested allegedly on espionage charges for taking nuclear submarine secrets and selling them. And I'm trying now to find the story again because they've already moved it around on the Fox website. I'll go find it later. But the bottom line is we have a breaking news story, espionage, and yeah. So listen, let me do this. Toxic positivity. So I spent the last half hour talking about toxic positivity. I even went so far as to take a toxic positivity test because, and here's why I did this, UAH, our own UAH, has got students out there having to sit through lectures where they're being told by grown adults, right, to avoid the possibilities of toxic positivity because it can be harmful to you and others around you. And in fact, okay, you know what? My friend who gave me the slide, and I'm gonna keep his name quiet right now. But my friend, my UAH student friend, is online too. So let me go get that call, Copper. Is this my UAH resource friend online too?
It sure is. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing today?
Oh man, doing well.
Are you toxically positive today?
Man, I'm trying to be.
And we should, right? So give me some background. So you're out at UAH, and what was this particular lecture for? I mean, was it one of these like student seminar things, or was it something you had to do for a class? Can you describe it in detail?
Sure. So essentially, what it was is it's a required seminar for senior students, students that are preparing to go into the workforce. The whole kind of gist of that first section, it was a 2-hour program, and the first hour was to just sit and listen to these what they call subject matter experts talk about entering the workforce, what to expect when entering the workforce, and what to prepare yourself for mentally. And on the surface level, that actually sounds like a really solid thing, but the information they gave, once they kind of veered off the main trail, that's where it started to get a little iffy.
Was there anything else that struck? I mean, so the one slide that I've seen, I've spent the last 40 minutes talking about toxic positivity because I'd never even heard that phrase. I mean, I did some research on it, just did my whole monologue on it, and even took a test. Just so you know, my friend, I took a test online and answered 10 questions and found out that I am apparently moderately toxically positive. I'm positive that's crap, well, but anyway, nonetheless.
I get that, and the thing is, I understand where it's coming from to a degree, but I think they've kind of mixed definitions and kind of tainted, you know, something that could be relatively decent to keep in mind. And here's what I mean by that. You know, I come from a very old-fashioned situation, and they talk about, like, you know, hiding your feelings and things like that, feeling guilty or all that kind of thing. And I understand the point of view that they're talking about it from, but I had never heard of this before. So when they brought this up, they brought up, you know, matters of feeling bad or guilty for feeling anxious or for feeling anxious entering the workforce. And it's hard to understand what the point of that is. Like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to maintain a positive attitude. And I think it's a testament to the way things have twisted, where we twist definitions, because a lot of what they were talking about, like you said, with that slide you saw, you know, they put a negative spin on something that's ultimately pretty darn positive.
Yeah, that's the thing that really got me was, I mean, when you read it, what it basically you could assess is, okay, I get it where if all you're doing is living as a fake person, that's one thing. But the idea Absolutely. That you're supposed to never encourage others, you're never supposed to have catchy phrases that you rely on that kind of inspire you. I mean, I know personally you and I both like to write down quotes that we get from people that we think are significant, that mean something to us. I've memorized any number of scriptures that have encouraged me in hard times. And the idea that is somehow toxic to me is part of the dumbing down of America and needs to stop.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's hard to take this seriously when they give it that kind of twist to the definition. But at the end of the day, I think it's a very good thing that if somebody is down, somebody who you care about, or even just somebody passing by, if somebody's having a bad day, if something's going wrong, encouragement is still a good thing. And I have a problem with the twisting of the definitions to make it seem like that is a bad thing.
No, you're exactly right. You know, at some point in life, you have to be able to be legitimate with your feelings. You have to talk to somebody, you have to be there for them, empathize when you can. But at some point, you also need to have the ability to look someone in the eye and say, rub some dirt on it, walk it off. We got a life to live here. And that's
Absolutely.
An important piece of life, too. All right, my friend. Hey, thanks for calling in. I'm keeping your name out of it. You saw that. So I'll just keep your name out of it and just say thank you for the call and for the slide. And you have a toxically positive day, my friend.
I appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right, see ya. Hey, I got a call on line four. I'm going to go ahead and get that too, Copper. Let me get Carl from Decatur. Hey, Carl, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Phil, for a breath of fresh air because, you know, you would have been lacking, I guess, in the radio audience. But basically, qualify what I'm saying. I've had 6 years of religious training from Liberty Bible College and a local college, Legacy in Huntsville. And in my life, during that time going to Bible college, we had a class, and it was from Larry Crabb, and he was talking about the what you are saying about this that counters this toxic positivity. Yeah. And then in my secular employment, I went to a training class on increasing human effectiveness. And it had to deal with what you call behavioral science. And both right. of those were from two authors, one from a Christian perspective and the other from a secular perspective. And the only difference in both of those were that one was basically secular and the other was basically talking about joy. So joy in both of those fields, and it seems to me that it's a far cry in society to turn away from what we known down through the centuries, how joy depends upon not what's happening to you, but, you know, a relationship with Jesus Christ, which I see that you are not ashamed to name.
Not at all.
So that's what I wanted to say, that what we are missing in society is joy. And to move away from that and call it toxic positivity is, you know, grasping at the wrong thing. And that's what the problem is in our society today. We're turning away from what the Bible teaches us about, you know, all the good things in life and how we come up against adversity and barriers and problems in our lives and how we overcome them. And we're looking only to man for the solution. So I thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak about joy.
And Carl, that's a perfect phone call, man. I'm not even going to try and elaborate on your comments. I just appreciate that more than you can possibly know, and I'm glad you're in the audience. So Carl from Decatur, thanks for the call, my friend. Well, listen, folks, we are up against that short break we got to take, but I think what you just heard there, and I'm, by the way, I am encouraged by what I just heard from both those callers. Appreciate my friend from UAH who tipped me off to this toxic positivity nonsense, but then also appreciate Carl bringing it back around with the fact that, yes, there is hope, and I do personally have hope in my faith in Jesus Christ, and I don't have any problem saying it, but I know that other people may have hope in different capacities, but the reality is hope and joy are something we should be looking for all the time anyway, right? And the very idea that we can't encourage one another to do those things, or maybe for that matter, tell somebody to rub some dirt on it and walk it off, you know, suck it up, Nancy. We got work to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capability at WVNN, just know that all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live. And wherever you is, there we is. That's what I like to say. So basically, you can be one of those many people who is listening to us on the beach. We got people listening to us in all different states. We got people that call in from, you know, out of state all the time for the show. Just know that wherever you are, we can still have the show right there with you. Hey, listen, I got to tell you too. I talk about Otter Creek Farm a lot, so I was out there Saturday night. I had a wedding reception out there. This one was rather fancy. It's not always that way out there. I mean, so basically, Otter Creek Farm is is Copper sending me a note here. What are we talking about? Oh, I don't know. I'll check in a second, Copper. But Otter Creek Farm, by the way, is one of those places where you can be out there in jeans and boots, you know, hunting in the fields, or have a black tie affair like we did Friday or Saturday night. Congratulations to Rachel and CT on their wedding. But that event, I'll post a picture later on. It was beautiful out there. We literally, we had probably 300 people out there having a wonderful evening under the stars by the infinity pool, just enjoying the evening and celebrating life. And that was as good. Otter Creek Farm, you got to check them out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Copper, would you ask me? Oh, have we broken? I don't know yet. Hang on a second. So Copper's wanting to know. Ask me the question yourself.
Yeah,
Copper,
have we broken 8K downloads on the podcast yet?
I don't know, but we're getting close. Let's see where we're at. No, we're over 7,800. So I'm going to say by Wednesday or Thursday we'll be over 8,000. That's my impression.
That's a good bet.
And that may be toxic positivity on my part, but there you have it. By the way, speaking of which, I'm going to wrap this up, but I got to tell you a couple more things. I mean, this is a clear indication of like wokeness on college campuses, and there's a great story about wokeness that I'm going to show you here in just 1 second. But I'll wrap this up by saying I chose not to play the clip that I had Copper ready to play. I just couldn't do it. I would much rather have heard Carl from Decatur talking about joy, or having my friend from UAH telling me that, you know, that he's not buying into it, that he recognizes there's a time and a place to share your feelings, but for the most part, you have to look at the bright side and keep moving. And so this article, though, I did pull off of some website called Declutter the Mind, and after I moved through all of the Transcendental Meditation commercials and opportunities to buy self-help books, I actually read the article, and it said, you know, one of the things it's an indication of toxic positivity is having an attitude that failure is not an option. Well, I got news. That's what got me through a lot of my life, was deciding that failure was not an option. Now, will there be times that you fail? Certainly. Do you intend for it to be the option? No. Failure is not an option is the mindset we have to have. If you fail, then you learn from it and you move forward. But the idea that you go into something by saying, well, you understand, failure is an option. No. You go into it saying failure is not an option. I will pursue success. I will pursue the outcome that I'm shooting for here. You know, when I went to Ranger School, it was to graduate from Ranger School. 250 people, I take it back, 450 people tried to get into day one of my Ranger class. 250 made it past day one. Only 98 of us graduated. That's the kind of attrition rate that says that there were some people who had injuries. Some people had, you know, true legit reasons why they couldn't go on. Others, though, just saw failure as an option. And failure was not an option for me. And that was just one example of many in my entire life. What you got, Copper? You got a thought there too, I see.
Yeah, it's also just stereotypical. Their assumption is that if you say yes to these things, that you don't know how to handle negative emotions, that you just suppress it. And it's so stereotypical and shallow, because then they neglect the fact that you'll get up and you'll straight up say stuff like, wow, everything in Afghanistan is so terrible. I'm torn apart by it. It's not as though men who say, or anybody who says, let's stay positive and be joyful and have a positive attitude about success, don't know how to handle those negative emotions.
That's a great point. That's a great point. In fact, I would say that, you know, I guarantee you there's probably going to be people out there who don't know how to handle life, and they fake it all the time, and they try to put on the shiny face when things aren't shiny. But nonetheless, for the most part, I think that people who learn from their mistakes and drive on in life are the kind of people you want to learn from sometimes, right? I mean, look at all the movies. Let's just pick movies, for example. Name a movie where the hero cried in the corner at the end and that's how it ended, and you were inspired by that.
Braveheart, but he was literally dying, and then he yelled very passionately.
But he yelled freedom,
things.
Right? He yelled freedom. And he inspired, by the way, his death actually inspired the battle that created, you know, the Scottish independence for a period of time. So, but then, you know, look at movies like Rudy. Have you ever seen Rudy, Copper?
No, I haven't, but I know the story.
Oh, so, all right. It's another one on your list of movies you have to see now, Copper. But that movie, the first time I saw it, I literally sat there when it was over with. Charlene and I watched it together. This is back in the days when you rented videos. And we rented the video, and we watched it. And when it was over with, I looked at her and I said, I want my son to watch that every day for the rest of his life. Because the entire story was of being beaten down and told that it won't work and you can't do it and you won't succeed. And he did. And it was because failure was not an option. And I'm just telling you, it's it's part of, like I said, it's part of the dumbing down of America, the idea that you're not allowed to encourage other people to, and I jokingly say, rub some dirt on it and walk it off. But nonetheless, I mean, that is part of the problem, is that too often people aren't told to rub some dirt on it and walk it off. And I wonder how many times Nick Saban would have won a national championship if he told his team that failure was an option. Fellas, we're likely to lose, but I want you to know that I'm proud of you nonetheless. What? That's not the kind of locker room speech you give for a game. You know, when those guys ran into the 9/11 fires, they didn't go in there saying, this ain't going to work. No, they went in there to do all they could do. Bottom line, folks, is I'm through with this topic for the day, I think, unless you want to call in and talk about it later. But the truth be told, toxic positivity, that is just more woke crap being foisted upon the minds of America. And in my opinion, we need more people who are willing to have a positive attitude in the middle of adversity. Here's this idea, too. I am positive that negativity never works. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We got plenty more where that came from. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about some wokeism, some things that are happening out there with this whole idea of the COVID wars and how they're heating up. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.